This is the Serrano Brothers Podcast.
Joshy, we are back. What are we talking about today?
All right, I want to ask you, what do we, you and I, have in common with Tracy Morgan, Charles Barkley, Amy Schumer, Serena Williams, and Meghan Trainor?
We are incredibly rich. No, is that
it? We are not incredibly rich. We are on the new miracle weight loss drug. I'm taking something called Zepbound. What are you taking?
Ozempic.
You're taking Ozempic? Yeah. And I thought what we could talk about today, dude, was our journey into being on this and kind of like what it has taken for us, right?
Right, because there's, I don't know about you, but when I encounter, this seems to be like a secret and nobody really kind of talks about it. And there seems to be a stigma around people who are taking these weight loss drugs. And for me, I've been on a weight loss health journey. You know, it goes in ebbs and flows for me, but this last one, it's been for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And my highest weight was 315. That's when I started 4 years at Sabre. And then the last year, so it's taken all of that time for me to get down to about 270. Mm-hmm. And then this last push has been with Ozempic.
Got it. Yeah. And I mean, for me, I think the highest weight I ever got was about 280. You know, it's been a long time since I've been on 280, but definitely like 270, you know? And I got down all the way to 229 last year in 2024, the beginning of 2024. And then I got pneumonia, and I remember I was at jiu-jitsu. I got COVID, and then I went to jiu-jitsu, and I still had this kind of cough, you know, after I recovered from COVID, and that cough wouldn't go away. And then a few weeks later, I got sick, man. I was like, you know, I was laying down on the couch, and Anne's like, you should really go to urgent care. And, you know, typical man, I'm like, no, I'll be fine. I just need to rest, you know? And she's like, no, there's something really wrong with you, you know? And so she finally got me to go, and they almost hospitalized me at her urgent care, you know? And then it was like, oh no, you have pneumonia. So like they started me on all these drugs. And then every like 3 days I'm going to see my primary care person. But from there, it took a long time for me to recover. And so I put on another 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. Right. And you and I, we work out all the time. We go to jiu-jitsu. We go to the gym. I've always known that my weight loss journey would be successful with my intake, my food intake, right? Mm-hmm. It's not my activity level that it was going to be helpful for me. It's always going to be food. And so that's how, you know, that's how it's been for me, you know? And so I started with the semi, well, it was Zepbound, I'll say. I'll just use what I'm taking. I started with this because last year, you and I missed Easter because our mother, went in for an emergency triple bypass surgery.
Right.
Right. And she's 65 years old. And that was scary as hell, man. That caused me to go like, oh, it's been a year or two since I've done a checkup with my doctor, you know, and my doctor always asked me, hey, you got any additions to your family history? And I was like, well, actually I do. My mom just had a triple bypass surgery. She had the Widowmaker, you know, that was serious. And he's like typing, you know, but I love my doc. He's typing and he goes, what? You know, like, and I was like, yeah, doc, like, and he goes, yeah, you already have a family history on your father's side of strokes, don't you? You know, he's reading, and I go, yeah. And he goes, okay, so we're gonna do some tests, and let's see what happens. And so I did a calcium score, which is kind of like a CT scan on your heart, right, to see the buildup of plaque on your heart. I did something called a echocardiogram, where you run on a treadmill. And then I did
sonogram.
Sonograms. Is that what it's called? Sonograms? On the sides, right? And all of those scores said, yeah, I'm pre-heart disease. I got buildup. I got a little buildup. And for our age, that really shouldn't be there. My calcium score was higher. It should not be there at our age, right? So he started me on some statins. I had already been taking something for blood pressure. Valsartan is what it's called. And last year he had told me, you know, I don't use this lightly, but the new GLP-1 drugs that are coming out, they're truly miracles. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had such success rate, and you have been coming to me for 6-7 years now, because however long I've been in the area, and I got a new doctor, and he said, and your weight has ebbed and flowed up and down. Tell me if you want to start taking one. I think you might be a good candidate. Right. And my initial reaction was like, nah, I'm going to try to do it myself again. Right. Because the last year before I got sick, I had been doing intermittent fasting. Right. Mm-hmm. So I eat 6 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. I don't eat dinner. And then I eat breakfast in the morning. That's the way my schedule worked out. The issue was for me is the food noise. 7-8 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. I'm hungry, man. And that's all I can think about is not eating food, right? And I get grumpy. And then, you know, and then I'll have a little something. And then that turns into more. Or I just have sugar, right? Like, and because the sugar cravings for me are terrible, right?
And not everybody knows what food noise is. And for those who don't know what it is, it's this constant thinking about what can you put in your face.
Right.
And it's always in the background, and you're thinking, oh, I could go and do this. I could go and get this food. It's just like this constant thinking about food. It surprised me that some people don't have that.
Yeah.
And then when I started taking Ozempic, like that all went away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think about food really much at all.
Yeah, totally, right? So I think with me, like, also, like, just, you know, you're at a party at jiu-jitsu the other day, there was a birthday, they had cake there. I'd always think, like, well, I could just have a little piece, right? Like, I just worked out, I could have a little piece, you know? And I was able to be like, actually, I really don't want that. Like, that doesn't sound good to me at all, right? Yep. So when I was talking to my doc, right, last year, he introduced the idea. I've tried to lose the weight that I had gained, and it wasn't happening, and so I finally talked to him, and he's like, okay, let's do it, right? Luckily, for now, insurance is covering it until the end of the year, but I've been taking it for 10 weeks, and I've lost, as of today, 19 pounds.
Wow. Mine hasn't been that drastic. I started July 1st, okay, and I've lost 12 pounds.
Okay. Okay.
So what is that, 2 months? July, August, yeah. So, but... I mean, this isn't a magic... It is magical, but... You still have to do some work, right? So I hurt my neck. Like, if I turn left, my upper back really hurts. I haven't done anything, no physical activity for a week, and my weight has leveled off.
Right.
Because I haven't been doing any of the work. What I really like about the drug is that I feel like the weight that's coming off is commensurate to the food I'm eating and the workout I'm doing. Like, I feel like, this is how it should be, right? Like, I'm seeing results from my work. And then, like, this last week, my weight has stayed the same, you know, week and a half or so, because my food intake isn't up, but my activity level is zeroed out. I was in pain. I am in pain. And so it's like, oh, okay. I actually am doing the work to lose weight, and this drug is helping it.
Right. Right. Have you had any side effects from it?
A little bit of constipation.
Yeah. But when I first started taking it, I was getting, and then when they upped my dose, I had a little bit of constipation too. And I can tell when I've eaten enough, right? Like one of the cool things is, like, I can have food and then go, okay, I'm done, right? My body doesn't say keep on eating, but I also am, like, really discerning now of what I put in my body, because like, really rich foods, my wife made some birria, right? And I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good. It sounds too rich for my stomach right now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I had a little bit, but I didn't have a lot, you know? And so for me, because of that kind of, you know, stuff staying in your stomach, I've been really discerning, like, I prioritize chickens and proteins and vegetables now and fruit, because I want stuff to pass through me, right?
Right.
Like, you know, and so that has also been a change in my brain too, rather than sugar, really rich foods, that kind of stuff. It's been like, okay, what is going to be best for my GI, right?
And for me, I've been surprised, and I'm still getting used to that, I'm not able to eat what I used to eat.
Yeah.
In that, the amount, right? So if I go to a fast food place, it's weird to me that I can't finish a meal anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes I will just, when I need quick food, because I'm, you know, like we all do, I'll just get the burger and a drink, and that will be totally enough.
Yeah.
And sometimes I won't even finish the burger, right? Like just because it's enough. And so what I've been doing is I'm trying to train my mind around it too, because I don't know how long I'm going to be on this. I don't know what that's going to be like. I hope that it's not a lifetime thing, but going, okay, I've ordered the food. I've eaten the 3/4 of a burger and got, and I tell myself, this is enough food for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that I am looking at it, and because I find myself sometimes just mindlessly putting the amount of food on my plate that I used to put on.
Right.
And I can't finish that, you know? The other night, Jess made tacos. And she was like, how many do you want? And I was like, oh, I want 2. And she goes, the last time you ate 2 tacos, you didn't feel good. She goes, do you want to start off with 1? And I'm like, thank you for that reminder. Yes, give me 1. And so she gave me 1, totally enough food for me.
Right.
You know, and I was like, that's enough food. So I think you can use the drug to start to retrain your habits too.
Yeah. 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 I totally agree with that.
And I don't know about you, but I had a little bit of guilt around starting this. Like, so I'm talking to my doctor and I'm like, doc, my eating isn't the best, but it's not terrible. And I work out a whole lot. I did jiu-jitsu all the time. Like, you know, I know that I should just be losing this weight. And she goes, we know so much more about weight loss now. And this drug will help you. And I said, I feel like I'm cheating if I'm taking this.
Yep.
And she goes, a lot of people feel that way, but this is just helping your body do what it should have been doing in the first place with insulin and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then it's helped.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had that same kind of guilt or fear of being judged by other people, you know? Right. Where I thought, like, you know, if I tell people that I'm on it, they're going to think I'm cheating, right? Or you know, like I was able to lose the weight before with intermittent fasting. Now I'm going the easy route, right? These are the things that are playing in my head, right? And, but you know what, man? You and I have always been big, right? We've always been overweight, right? And I mean, this is since we were children, you know? And so like, we're 44 now. We're about to be 45. Like, you know, I don't want to die of a stroke. You know, I'm not looking to die of a heart attack, right?
Like, well, and it's important for me to name that this isn't really a vanity thing either.
Yeah, yeah. That, we're both as good looking as we're going to get.
Right. So. I made peace with how my body is a long time ago.
Yeah.
In that being big and like I still did jujitsu. You know what I mean? And like, and I have limitations and like I just I'm okay with that. I'm okay with how my body looks. I'm okay with being overweight. What I'm not okay with is the unhealthiness that happens with that.
Yeah.
You know, and. I have always wanted to lose more weight to get better at jiu-jitsu.
Me too.
Like that's my goal, right? Is like, and so the weight is coming off is cool, but that my belly doesn't get in the way when I'm going up for an arm bar from the bottom guard, right? And that I can get my feet out because the belly isn't blocking movements and I'm able to tussle with people more, like roll and move, and you know, that has all been like the main benefit for me,
right?
And hopefully, it's putting less strain on my heart. It's putting less strain on my art, like all of that kind of stuff too, right? Like the health benefits of it. But I'm not doing this because I think that I'm going to look better. Yeah. Like it's really not about looks for me.
So I guess, I mean, a little bit of it is for me though. I'll be honest.
Right? Yeah.
A little bit of it is for me because I get a little more self-conscious if my shirts fit tight around the belly.
Oh, okay.
I get a little more self-conscious of that. And you know what I mean? I feel self-conscious. Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel better when my shirts don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, like
you need to let that go. You need to get over that.
Probably, right? Yeah. Probably. But it's been like that for a long time for me.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
You know? And so a little bit of that is maybe it is a vanity thing. You know, like I just want to be I want to be smaller around the midsection. You know, mm-hmm. and I like the way I look and I like the way I feel when that is happening, when those two mm-hmm. things are happening. Right. I feel better about myself. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, but it's not like I'm looking to, you know, I don't know. Right. So I just want to name for me, probably a little bit is for that. Right. But
yeah.
What really got me started was mom, you know,
right. It was her having that heart attack and all of that.
Yeah. Right? I was like, no, I don't want, like, if we can do something about this, let's do something about this. Right?
Right.
Like, let's play the long game here, you know? And,
who knows, we could be doing all of this and still have a heart attack, still have a stroke because there are people who are long distance marathon runners who are fit, who have strokes and have heart attacks. Like,
sure. Absolutely. Like,
but the in between now and whatever death we have, right. I feel better.
Yeah.
I'm moving better. My jiu-jitsu is getting better. Like that's a benefit for me and reason enough for me to go, okay, this drug is helping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are on different insurance companies.
Yeah.
My insurance doesn't approve it for weight loss, but there's several other things they do approve it for. One is sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And so my doctor gave it to me because I have sleep apnea and it only costs me like something like, I think it's like $20 for 4 weeks.
Oof, that's so good, Jeremy.
What is your?
So I'm on a Portico, which is the healthcare services for the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and mine got approved for like heart disease.
Okay,
you know, but starting in January, Portico is not going to cover it anymore. And there is a little, they have this whole thing on Portico's website that says, you know, it'll still be covered for like diabetes and, but not for weight loss. And there's this little paragraph that says, we're still kind of determining for heart disease, right? I know somebody else who on Portico who got it for sleep apnea as well. So I don't know if it's going to be approved starting in January for my particular, you know, diagnosis. And I'm really sad about that because I'm only, what I'm paying right now is $90 a month with my insurance. I mean, yeah, that sounds like a lot, but I mean, I think people outside of that are paying 500 or something, even 1,000, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I've heard like $100 a shot.
Oh, really? Is that what you've heard? Okay. Yeah. And I mean, there are all kinds of programs and stuff, but I put something on Facebook the other day, like, hey, you know, I'm just kind of a little bit of my journey, just outing myself that I'm taking it. And a bunch of people are like, oh, wait, Portico's going to stop? And I'm learning how many people are on this drug, you know, and how life-giving it has been for them, right? So I'm really sad. I really hope Portico changes their mind. I really hope that they find a way to cover us in some way. I don't mind, honestly. I think $90 for a month is worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because this has truly been a life-changing for me. Yeah. You know, it has started me on a journey that I feel very good about right now. You know, whereas I felt pretty discouraged before I started taking this about my weight loss journey. I just never thought it was going to happen, you know, that I was never going to get to the weight because, so I really hope Portico changes that, you know, the last thing, and I mean, one of the things I didn't talk about is, when we were talking about jiu-jitsu is you and I are both in something called ultra heavy,
yeah, which is what, 220?
222 pounds, I think.
And 222 pounds and above is our weight class.
So my goal is to get in a weight class where I'm actually in a similar weight category as other people. Because when I went to Masters in Vegas like 2 years ago, I was like 230-something when I fought probably. And holy cow, I went against a guy who was 6'2", 300 pounds, right? That's a big weight discrepancy.
Yeah.
You know? So part of this is I really want to get lower weight to compete in a weight category where I feel like I have a chance.
Yeah. So do you remember Nima from Saber?
Vaguely. I he's a really tall
Persian guy, but big dude, but like moves like a small dude.
Yeah.
Right?
So he
just went to Masters. He won silver. And one of the guys he went with, and Nima's like 6'2", maybe, right? Just like solid built man. And I saw a video of him, and he walks out, and then his opponent walks out, and Nima looks up to him. And I was like, oh! I was like, this is why I don't want to compete at this weight class.
Right.
Because of how big, and some of these guys are just like all muscle, 300 pounds, 6 feet tall, you know?
Right. Right.
And yeah.
Right. So anyways, getting back to like Portico, I really hope that Portico changes. Cause look at, you're paying what, $20 a month? You're not on Portico. You're on.
No. And I have insurance through my wife's insurance.
Right. Right. And it's like, why they should be covering us, you know?
Right.
So I know that my understanding is that they say it's a cost decision, that it's expensive and they want to make it fair for everybody or something. Like, they don't want the cost to go up too much. But it's like, one of the big things that Portico does is concentrate on health, right? Remember when we were like, oh, if you worked out, if you got a gym membership, like, we want to keep the cost of your, you know, the healthier the group is, the less it costs to actually insure them, right? And I'm like, this is a great way for us to be healthy, right? And then they're going to take that away. And I just like, that bothers
me. It's not right. It's not right.
It bothers me. So,
yes.
Anyways, you got anything else we want to talk about with this?
Yeah, it's okay to talk about it, friends. Like,
Yeah.
Like, talk about it. Let people know. Like, you know, somebody says, hey, you're losing weight. Like, it took me 3 years to lose, 20-30 pounds, right? Yeah. And it's taken me 2 months to lose 12 pounds, right? And people are like, it seems like people only notice the last couple of months because it's like 12 pounds quickly, you know?
Right.
And they say, oh, you know, you're losing weight. And I'm like, yeah, Ozempic works. Like, this stuff actually works. Yeah. And so there needs not to be any kind of stigma around taking this.
I agree.
And you know what I see right now is, you know, there was a movement, or there probably still is a movement, about body positivity. Mm-hmm. And I hear people giving Meghan Trainor a hard time because she lost a bunch of weight, but she was the all about the base about, about her body size and and they're giving her a hard time. And I thought, wow, that's kind of messed up. That's really messed up that she felt body positive back then. She still feels body positive, but because she weighs less, people are going to give her a hard time and tell her she didn't really mean it. I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. 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 I mean, we should love ourselves whatever size we're at, right? You know, right. And but that doesn't mean that we're not shooting to be healthier people, right? And that looks different for all kinds of body types. I get that. I'm not trying to say, right. You know, I'm not trying to diss that, but you know, yeah. I know that when I weigh less, I feel healthier. I know that I feel more mobile. I feel like I'm more active. I can do things. That's me.
You know? Yeah. Same. Yeah. All right, brother. This is good.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. See you later, bro.
Thanks for listening, friends. Peace.